Roger, thanks for joining us today. Now you've been talking a lot about how people can overcome this fear of there being no business around, this sort of thing. Because people have got doom and gloom and it's all dreadful, but you think slightly differently, don't you?
I do indeed, Alan, yes. I mean, I travel the world. I work with lots of companies, big ones and small ones. And what I'm seeing has happened over the last 2 or 3 years is there are a lot of companies, big and small out there, that are really being very successful. But they've got back to the basics of business. They're focusing on the basics of business. They're the ones that are really coming through.
So what is it that you think people can do? I mean, people just put their head in their hands. What can they do actively to start getting more business?
Okay, well, let me give you firstly these four basics of business for me. Number one is be exceptional at what you do. It's not acceptable anymore to be good or outstanding. You've got to be exceptional. And it's absolutely everything you do. There's got to be a wow factor in everything you do. The second one is it's got to be a great place to work. If assuming you're of a size where you employ people, people have a choice these days, and particularly the new generation coming through have a big choice about where they want to work. And it's got to be a great place to work. The third one is, maybe seem very obvious, but you've got a prospect for business. I don't think ever again any of us are going to be in the position where we can assume business will come to us. We've got to go out and get it, whether you're a lawyer, an accountant, or anyone else. You've got to continually prospect for business and never allow yourself to get in the position where it can happen so easily. I'm working so hard, I haven't got the time to prospect. You've always got to have the time for prospect, because we've seen you can lose customers very easily these days. And the last one is, again, really obvious, but you've got to focus on the bottom line. You know, you're there, your business is there to make money. And if you don't make money to reinvest in the business, I'm afraid it's curtains.
So where do you think businesses are going these days? I mean, a lot of businesses in the UK and internationally, they say, but there's nothing we can do. It's a global recession. You don't accept that, do you?
No, I don't. You know, another golden rule of business is sell to people who've got money. You know, if your traditional customers haven't got any money, don't try and sell to them. You know, I've got a list, when I'm running my workshops, I've got a list of 31 market sectors that have grown continually over the last 3 years. Go and sell to them.
There really is lots of business out there.
There are loads of businesses out there. I mean, and it isn't necessarily obvious. I mean, just to give you an example, I'm working next week with a firm of estate agents. They invited me in to run a workshop because they're doing incredibly well and they want to do even better. Now, if you read the newspapers, estate agents, they've had it.
No one's selling houses, yeah.
I'm afraid they are. I'm afraid they are. A friend of mine runs, he's a partner in an advertising agency, and classically, they're the ones that get hit first in a recession. Yeah. He's had his best 3 years he's ever had. Again, I would repeat, it's the people who are focusing on the basics that are doing well, and there really is people out there that have got money to spend. And of course, the other thing is, it does depend on what your business is, but the overseas as well. You know, I go to the Gulf an awful lot, places like Dubai and so on. Even Dubai, that was hit, it's going to grow 12% this year.
Amazing.
You know, and we're going to grow, 1.2 or something?
That,
yeah. You know, and there's Brazil, Russia, India and China. They're going to be the biggest economies in the world. A lot of us could be out there selling to them now. So I simply don't accept that just about any business can find a way to be successful at the moment.
Well, that's a terrifically encouraging message. Thank you very much for that. If people want to find out more about you, what's your website?
www.rogerharrop, and that's RogerHarrop for Peter, .com. And I'm more than happy, and my email is roger@rogerharrop.com. Anything, please get in touch, and I'll try and respond.
Roger, you're a great friend, a clever man. You really know your stuff. Thanks for joining
my
us.
My pleasure.
Today.
Thank you.